We're in Hilchas Lulav, Simen Tafresh Mem Hei. We're up to Sivav. We'll be doing Vav and Zayin. Niktam Rosho. What happens if the head of the Lulav got chopped off? The Hainu. Says the Mechaber, how do we define this? Sheniktamu Rov Ha'olin Ha'elyonim. That the majority of the upper leaves got chopped off. Puzzle, it is puzzle. Now, what exactly does the Mechaber mean by this? So, the Pashtus, the Mishnah Berurah, explains that this means all of the leaves that are higher than where the spine ends. Meaning, if you look at the very center of the lulav, there's a spine there, and that's when all the leaves come off. The very end of the spine is where it branches off to a leaf or the last intersection of either two or three leaves. Past that point where there's no longer any intersection, what you have is leaf, which means that the shidra, the spine, has ended. You put your finger there or draw a line there, and all the leaves that end above that point are considered the Rosh HaLulav, according to this pshat in the Mechaber. And if rove of them are chopped off, the halachi is that the lulav is pasul. What is the shear, according to this? Some say rubo, that means the majority of each of those leaves. And the Levush says, even a little bit. The halach is its pasul, and what's the psul? This is not called hadr. A lulav that's flat on top because the top leaves are chopped off is not hadr. Which is, again, quite ironic. We learned that if nechloka hatiyomis, if the tiyomis was split, we said that was considered chaser. If nikdam rosho, if the top of the lulav is missing, that's a psul of hoder, not a psul of chaser. So you got that? If there's a piece missing, that's a lack of that's a lack of hider. Whereas if it's split open, that's called chaser, that something's missing. The opposite of what I guess you and I would have said. Now, this is all within the Mechaber. The Bir Halacha brings another pshat in the Mechaber. He brings from the Nahar Sholem and the Maimar Mardchi that what he means is the top leaves. That means that we're talking about a lulav that ends in either one leaf or in two leaves. That's what he means by the olin elyonim. So what does he mean when he says rov olin elyonim? He means the majority within those leaves. So if the lulav ends in one leaf, and the majority of that leaf is chopped off, that, according to the Mechaber, would be pasul. If it ends in two leaves, and the majority of those two leaves are chopped off, then that would be pasul also. So this is the Mechaber Shita. Either that all of the upper leaves, the majority of leaves above the Shidra are chopped off, possibly even a little bit, or the other pshat on him is that it's the upper leaf or upper leaves, the highest leaf or leaves, those are chopped off, the majority of them are missing. That's the Mechaber. Says the Ramah, Hagovim niktam ho'ol elyon ha'im soy, shal ha'shidra. What if that middle leaf above the Shidra is chopped? This is what he called the tiyomes before. Pasul. Says the Ramah, V'dafke de'ikar acher, avaleka acha mevarchen alav. Since there's a machlokis, if we go by the majority of leaves on top, or we go by this upper leaf alone, if you have nothing else, you can still make a bracha on it. Now, la'alacha, l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah is machmir. He bases it on the grah, that we are machmir, that if the tiyomes, which according to the Ramah means the middle leaf, if that is chopped even a little bit, even a drop, la'alacha is that the lulav is pasul. Here the Mishnah Berurah says that if it ends in a double tiyomes, if one is chopped and the other one isn't, it'll be kosher. Meaning you could be makayim hoder with the one that isn't chopped off. So you got that? Nechlek atiyomis, if the middle leaf is split, so there we say that it is pasul, and it is only pasul the first day because it's chaser. Whereas, if the top leaf is not split but it's chopped off, that's a psul in hider, and that we're going to see later, we hold as pasul kol zayin. If you have a double tiyomis, meaning two sets of two leaves, if one of them split, the Mishnah Berurah said that it's pasul because it's already chaser. Whereas if one of them is chopped, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's kosher because you're Mekayim, whatever hider you are Mekayim with the one that is there. So the Chazon Ish asks a very straightforward question. He asks, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that if you have a double tiomes and one is niktam, it's kosher. So if one of them splits, cut it off. This way it won't be split anymore. And the psul niktam only applies to both. He really asked this as a kasha on the Mishnah Berurah. How the Mishnah Berurah can pasul by nechlaka when he was machshir by niktam. The truth is that even in niktam, he doesn't say it as a davar pashit. He's mistopic. It sounds like his netiya is to be machshir. Siv Zayin, Nistak, this is the case we had before. Nistak means that the middle leaf is split a little bit, but they're bending in opposite directions. In Nisrachu Shnestakov Zemizach and Niru Kishnayim Posel, if the two sides got separated in a way that it looks like two leaves, it's Posel. Hagav Afilo Nechlaka Atiomel Yona Binshi Posel Alulav Mikoach Nechlaka Atiomes. This is even if it's not nechloka in the way that it passes. For example, it didn't split rove of the way down, or it split only a mashu, where it's not puzzle. Nevertheless, if it looks like two leaves because they come off in different directions, it looks like something of a V at the end, there the halachi is that it is puzzle. The Mishnah Berurah says that you should be nizhar in this harbe. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that in the Bir Halacha, that according to the Mechaber, this halacha will hold true not only for the middle leaf, but the majority of leaves. Meaning if the majority of leaves look like two, because they end off in a V on top, according to the Mechaber, that's going to be puzzle. Whereas according to the Ramah, it's only puzzle if the middle leaf is split that way. The Magen Avraham has a different shot here. The Magen Avraham says that what we're talking about is that the leaves that are next to the tiomis, meaning the top leaves, a lulav initially comes, the whole lulav is really stuck together. He says that if the leaves that are next to the tiomis split away from the tiomis, then that's going to be puzzle. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you should be careful when you're checking a lulav that you not break it open in a way that you're splitting the leaves away from the middle one, because according to the Magen Avraham, you are now really puzzling your lulav.